Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast, where we give relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between, and always with the goal of helping you to continuously be the best you at all times. Hello, guys. All right, we got a new episode today, and I'm going to welcome back my awesome, sexy friend, Jamie Villamore, back to the show as my co-host. Hey. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Well, I know that you've been traveling a lot, and I'm so happy that you're back in my place to do the show again. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Great.
It was a long drive, but I made it.
So she's coming from Vegas all the time, guys, to make this show work, and I'm so appreciative of having her here. All right, so Jamie, so tonight we are going to be discussing on an episode called Decluttering Friendship. It's like, you know those moments when it's time to clean out your closet or when you have to declutter your home? Well, there comes a time in your life when you just might need to let go of some friendships as well. And that's going to be our topic of discussion tonight. Decluttering friends.
Yes.
How do you think we can handle this? You good at decluttering?
I am. I probably declutter too much.
Right. Okay. Well, not a bad thing, but... we're talking lots of friends then. You're just like laying them out on the wayside then, aren't you?
I kind of rotate depending on my vibe and where I'm at.
You know, and by the way, guys, both of us are Leos. I think we have a lot of the same qualities and issues. I rotate through friends like crazy all the time.
I know. Is that good or bad?
I don't know, but we'll figure it out together, okay?
Okay,
yeah.
I like it.
Good, okay. So I guess, the whole point of this, guys, is like, you know, we all have these friends that kind of either wear on us or just take time away from us. And basically, quite frankly, you know, we just kind of move apart as friends sometimes. So Jamie and I are going to go through a bunch of topics and choices and kind of roll through it together. So we're going to start by saying, when is it time to say goodbye to a friend? What do you think?
I think it depends on where you're at in your life. Mm-hmm. We all have seasons. So just making sure that aligns with where you're at.
I like that. I like what you said about having seasons, because I know there's four seasons out there. I probably got like 10 maybe, because it's like, I feel like I roll through friends like, and I just like mow them down, you know? And they're like, Chris, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just mowing you down. I'm going to the next one. But I have to say that I actually like meeting people so much that, you know, it's very easy for me to meet friends. And so I, you know, it's that thing when you meet a friend right away, you latch onto that person sometimes.
And then you're with them all the time.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. And then I have my other friends that get jealous and they're like, why are you traveling with her?
How come I'm not invited, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. I ask Jamie this all the time, guys. When she goes on her shoots, I'm like, why am I not invited? I mean, at least I can lock down the fort or something.
Yeah, you ask where I was and I can't even remember where I just came from.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. All right, so we're going to start off by going through a couple of points here. And so, like, you know, they have this saying on saying, when you aren't replenished by what you put into your friendship. And that's basically saying, after spending time with a friend, do you feel whole, loving, energized, and informed? That's a good friend when you feel that way. But if any of those points that are missing, that's when you know that, you know, it's like these people have certain times in their lives with you that might not match up to being a really good friend. And I also feel that, you know, a good friend is someone that fills your soul, you know, someone that makes sure that you check in them as much as they do on you. You know, that's a big thing, by the way.
Is it unrealistic to expect that all the time, though?
Some people, I feel like it depends on the person. You know, some people don't like to be checked on. And you know that saying where like I'm sure you have friends like this as well, where you don't see them for a while, but then when you see them, it's like you haven't missed a beat.
Yes.
You know, it's like
I love friends like that.
Me too. It's not like you have to go, oh, remember when back in the day we used to hang out? you know, whatever. It's like, no, you don't even talk about that. You just know, so what's going on now?
Yeah.
Do you know my voice changes? See, I went from that whiny friend to thank you. I like that too, yeah. And so you move forward with people like, and I have a few friends like that only, where it's only like I can not see them for a while. And then we get together and it's just like, you just don't miss a beat with them.
I have two.
Okay.
But one is a little more draining than the other.
Okay. But still a good friend to you though.
Yes.
Okay. Not... Yeah.
I have one best friend, and honestly, she's like, I mean, I have a lot of best friends. Yeah. Who are we kidding?
It's okay. I mean, it's like, you know, it's okay to have a bunch of best friends, but...
But one childhood friend that we literally grew up together, and it's like what you described. When we get together, it's like we haven't missed a beat.
So with that childhood friend, if I may ask you, so who do you both contact each other, reach out often, or just... Okay.
Nope. All right. It'll be years.
Right.
But...
But you guys have an understanding that that's the solid friendship.
Like, she'll be in Vegas and not even hit me up, leave. And sometimes in the beginning, I would be like, what the hell? Like, but I get it.
Yeah, right. So now it's, and it doesn't bother you. You know what
it
I mean?
It doesn't anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
It
like, you don't hold like some weird, like, fatal grudge.
No.
Right. Okay. Got it. I agree with you on the same way. So there's a saying that says that it's a huge red flag when your friend doesn't have the same capacity for you. You know, when you feel depleted after spending time with them, and that's something where we all, you know, do you have that friend sometimes where it's just like, oh my God, like, you know, like you're going to hang out with them, but you know, when you go with them, it's going to be like this draining, like, oh, like blah, 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 like me, or I feel like I'm in so much pain and this has happened in my life. That's draining as hell.
I say cut it off.
Only, but what if you love them though? What if that's that friend that, you know, like you just like, it's like a sister or brother to you?
No, Chris, I would say, why are you torturing yourself?
Got it. Yeah.
I think it's so unhealthy for us.
Yeah, cut the
cord. Like, I feel like we should surround ourselves with people that are similar to us or that can propel us and we excel.
Agreed, right.
Not that it's dragging us down and draining.
So... Yeah, I agree with you there for sure. I feel like it's like a little brother or sister. Like I have one friend where I call my little brother, and he's not like, I mean, I guess he is. He'll be a best friend for life. I'm not going to lie. He will be a best friend for life. But I feel like I have to check up on him all the time. I worry about him a lot. You know, I wonder what he's doing. But yet, even though he lives in Sacramento now, this is one of my college friends, by the way. And even though he lives in Sacramento now, I haven't visited him since he's been there. And this has probably been about 10 years.
Oh.
Yeah. And the reasoning why is because I know when I see him, it's going to be like this, wow, 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 wow. And I don't think I can deal with that.
I almost want to say I'm proud of you for separating yourself from that for... 10 years.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And this is someone that I like, my other best friend in Dallas, like he goes, hey, have you talked to such and such? We need to go visit him. And we're both just feeling the same way of going, if we go visit him, we're going to do it as a team up. You know, so we're going to go together. That way one of us will be like, okay, we don't have to be with him by ourselves, but we just, you know, but we both cherish our friendship that we have with him back in the past. And his life just took a turn where...
If you're so close with him, I think you should have a conversation about his energy.
Yeah. No, he knows. He knows this. And that's one thing about this, guys. It's like, what I'm saying is like, even though I haven't declared him yet and got him out of my life, he knows the fact that, look, dude, you are draining. Like, you're a life sucker. Everything, if we come in touch with you, I feel like you're going to suck some energy out of me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like probably turning up like him for some reason, you know? And that's why we haven't visited him yet.
Yeah.
But he knows this. So
he's like what I call an emotional vampire.
Ooh.
They suck the life out of
me. I like that term of that. Emotional vampire. Okay, that's a good one. All right. Well, do you have any other friends that you know of, for instance? Like let's start on the light part of this.
Okay.
So you know, it's just this the saying says when milestones drift you apart. It's whether it's a committed relationship, having a baby, a change in job location, the fact is that, you know, your interests just change. And you know, sometimes those friends just who like let's say friends and by the way, getting married, having a baby, those are life-changing instances. And there's only a few friends that you actually, you know, keep after that moment if you really think about it. Because not everybody's life is, what do I want to say? They're not geared for that.
Right.
You know? It's like saying that, okay, would your party friends be able to come over and hang out with the baby? I don't think they really want to.
And do we want them around our babies? Probably not.
I don't know if they're playing music and the strobe lights are going on. It could be DJ baby.
So... Funny enough, because I had the girls so young, I mean, I started partying when I was 15. I had a fake ID, born and raised in Vegas. Like, that's, I mean, that's what
it's
we
the
did.
Lifestyle.
So, yeah, by the time I turned 21, the clubs, the drinking, it wasn't cool.
Okay.
So, I'm a mom of three by 21.
Wow.
We used to party at the Hard Rock. So, our summers were spent at the pool at the Hard Rock.
And your kids as well.
Well, after I had the kids, it didn't change.
Okay.
I'm like, fuck it. See? I'm bringing the kids
DJ
to the pool.
Babies.
I mean, it wasn't like rehab, if that's what people are thinking. But it was still the Hard Rock. I have photos. I'm laying out in my thong, and I have three little babies floating around drinking pina coladas.
That is hilarious.
But to me, I was living the dream.
Right.
Now, did my friends really want to be around that? Probably not.
Right.
But it was okay, because my life literally revolved around my family.
Right. But you're saying, like, but what friends do you think that you would actually have in that situation come with you? Other kids, parents with, you know, friends that had kids already?
I mean, think about it. Like, now that my kids are grown.
Right.
Do I really want to hang out with toddlers?
That's a good point. Yeah,
like,
you've been through
sometimes
that
already as well. I do. And it's a good time, but I know what I'm signing up for.
Right. And once again, that's a moment that you actually are like, you know, your mindset is for that moment and that time. And it makes it, but it's not like they're going to, that friend going, hey, Jamie, what are you doing tonight? Well, I'm going out tonight. Well, don't you want to come out and hang out with me and the kids? Not really.
Yeah.
You know, so these are things that we're talking about. And basically your life changes. So you kind of gravitate to new friends as well because of that.
That almost fit where you're at in that season.
Being a parent, you're going to find yourself hanging out with a lot more parents, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully, goddamn, these parents party, because I hate the shitty parents that don't do shit. Sorry, guys. You know, because we all have those boring friends. You're like going, oh, my God, why can't they be the cool parent?
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
She will not do anything. Like, we hung out all the time, and ever since she had kids, it's like, I can't even see her.
Right. Like, so she's totally into the kids.
Oh, yeah. Her COVID, you know, hit, and she's like, I can't have anyone around the kids, but life just stopped.
Yeah, that's too much.
And I'm like,
That's too much for me. So,
yeah.
I mean, so I guess, guys, you know, you must cut off the people who aren't supporting you through those beautiful but difficult transitions. You owe it to yourself to be your favorite person if they aren't equipped to be. You know, so you need to be around people that build you up. Like Jamie says, they build you up. You know, you need people who are supportive. You don't need anyone bringing you down. And so these are the things that we're discussing. And I know all of you out there thinking right now, what friends do I need to get rid of right now? So I'm going to tell a story about me. So for myself, like Jamie, so for me, I have to admit, I'm not going to say now because I've gotten better at it as I've gotten older, but I used to be a huge flake. Now, I hear a lot of laughs probably right now. Folks, a lot of my listeners, with probably a lot of friends, are probably like, fuck yeah, he is. So, but anyways, I used to be a huge flake. And so people would call me up and go like, hey, you want to do something? Sure, I'll go out with you. And the day that we're going out, maybe 2 hours before, I'll come and go, I'm not going now. I don't want to go out.
Why though?
I do not know. I don't know. But by the way, so now this was universal friendship. It wasn't for particular friends.
Yeah.
A lot of friends should have decluttered my ass. I know that for sure. You know, they should have left me a long time ago. But they knew I was the life of the party. So why would they ever cut me out? You know, that's why. See everyone? See what I just did? I turned it around. Okay. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like the last friend that did this to me, I called him up. Hey, do you, and I, by the way, I called him to go out. And he goes, yeah, sure. Wednesday sounds good. So Wednesday comes and I go, you know what? I don't want to go. So he goes, you know what? Don't call me anymore until you're really ready to go out. And I've known this guy for over 10 years. And it's one of those things where it finally hit me going, holy shit. Like, I actually get it.
Like, that's a good friend.
It is
he
a good
kind
friend.
Of put your ass in check.
He did.
And was like, look, you have a problem. Like, it's not going to happen anymore.
Exactly.
So maybe he established a boundary where you're like, fuck, I can't do this to him anymore. So it made you think twice before committing.
It did. And normally most of my friends would just laugh and go, oh, it's Chris the Flake. They would make jokes. So I go, oh, they're not really serious. But he was serious though.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he totally just said, look, don't call me anymore.
Who is this guy?
Well, you know, we'll leave names out. But he knows who he is. It was probably less than about 2 years ago, by the way. Wow, well, not become a flake after 2 years? It's crazy. This is why I don't have any friends, people.
Are you still a flake?
I'm going to leave that to my friends to determine now.
Okay.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I mean, you're here tonight shooting the podcast, so apparently I'm not that much of a flake anymore.
Well, I wanted to flake.
See, like, you're a Leo. This is what we do. Maybe it's a trait of ours.
I don't know. I wanted to be like, do I really want to drive that long?
Well, see, I'm appreciative. Thank you. So that means she cares, guys. Like, she really cares to be here. Thank you, honey. I like that. Thank you very much. All right. So let me give you reasons to let your friends go. Now, we've talked about a lot of things, but I'm going to actually give you reasons why you should let your friends go. And here's the first one right now. They're bringing you down. That's a big one.
Yes.
If you have friends that are always negative, complaining about things, you know, they're never positive in it. It's like, you know, you call them like Debbie Downer. They're the killjoys. They just always like they never are happy around you, by the way.
OK, but you just described one of your friends and said that you haven't cut him off.
Because he was like my brother. That's why. I feel like he's a brother. And you can't cut family off.
You guys, I wish you could see him right now. He's totally avoiding eye contact.
Because I know she's right. She's so right about this. And yeah, that's damn. All right. We're going to have a conversation again with him again. All right. You know, the next one is they don't ever make time for you. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. It's just that thing where it's like, yes, we all have a life, you know, and we can get busy at times, but if you're really a good friend, you're going to make the time
to
actually do something.
That's how I feel about my friend that just had the two babies.
Okay.
Like, I almost feel like our friendship isn't important to her because she's not putting in the time or the effort for our friendship. Yet, when mm-hmm. she needs something, I'm the first person she calls.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like it.
Do you feel like you can give her a pass because she has kids now? Is that maybe what's going on?
That's exactly why.
Okay.
But it's a different dynamic. Me being a single mom and then her having a partner. Sometimes I'm like, seriously,
get it
together.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. People in relationships, you know, like let's say you're not even married. Let's even go way back.
Yeah.
We're going by way back. We're going like teenagers. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about? Like your first relationship, you know, and I wouldn't even call it a relationship. It's probably like you guys are just going together or just hanging out.
Yes.
Right. But it's that first relationship where you go, you just leave all your friends.
Yes.
Because you don't know any better. It's like you just want to be with that one person and all your friends are like, what the hell are you doing?
I do that as an adult.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that because I feel like you want to spend time with, that is actually becoming your best friend.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay. Were you like that or not really?
Yes.
Okay. So I was like that when I was younger.
Okay.
And then with, you know, in my first marriage, mm-hmm. I literally was all about my husband and the kids.
So you ghosted all of your friends?
I did.
Yeah.
And then I learned that as like a person, we can't put all our eggs in one basket because if that doesn't work, then what are you left with?
So how long did it take you to realize that?
I actually realized that once I started dating after I divorced my girl's dad.
Okay.
So it was extremely important for me to have like different aspects of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like my me time, my girlfriend time, my family time.
Right.
So I think it's extremely important for us.
So with that being said, because you make a really valid good point here, and this is what happens to a lot of people, by the way. How did you manage it? If you look back, think about when you were married. How did you manage those? Did your friends ever call you out or anything? And what was your response? Oh, well.
I thought, I don't really give a shit what you think.
Right.
This is where I'm at and this is what I want to do.
You got decluttered.
Yeah.
You got decluttered by a lot of
friends.
I'm like,
I don't want to be in the club with you. Like, it didn't sound fun to me.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot more fun to be home with my kids and watch a movie with my husband in bed.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, guys. And what she's saying is, like, we all get to a point in our lives where, you know, things change. And with that, you only keep a certain amount of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you do circle back to some of those friends down the road because, you know, once again, you know, your eyes open up and you get back to a track. And these are what we're talking about as well.
But that was like the space that I was in that time.
Okay.
So I feel like I've changed and evolved from that.
Okay.
Like, have you always been like go, go, go? Or have you ever been like all in with your relationship?
See, I feel like I've learned, like you said, my younger days is what we were like, off that note.
Yes.
In my younger days, I was, because I didn't know any better. You know,
yes.
I thought that you were supposed to spend time with all this person. Hell, I was just happy to have a girlfriend, for God's sake, you know? So I just feel like, and by having a girlfriend, people, I meant that I'm surprised that someone, that I lasted with someone as long as I did. But I felt like if I was with her, I needed to spend all my time with her. And I liked doing that as well. As I got older, though, I realized that, you know, the person that I'm with needs to learn how to be independent and strong on their own when we're out. And that's the type of girl that I started looking for, by the way, which I thought that if we're out, she can be fine on her own, but yet we're together. So it's like, you know, you go apart, you come back. You go apart, you come back.
I love that. Yeah, I love that as well. Finding that balance, I feel like it's very difficult.
And it's so difficult, right? And some people don't understand, because you always might have one who might not be the life of the party, as we had in past episodes, like the, you know, the unfun hun. You know, they're just sitting in the corner while you're the life of the party, and they're just sitting in the corner twiddling their thumbs. I wish she'd come back. Is she going to check in with me?
Oh, you know, that would drive me nuts.
Oh my God.
I feel like I couldn't even have a good time.
Right. Thank you very much.
Stop looking at me.
But it's that thing where a lot of people are, and you see when, like, you see that dynamic sometimes where one's here having a great time. Like, I know, like, I'm gonna go to the friend thing now with the decluttering thing, where there's this one guy, a few of them that I know actually, where they go out all the time, where their wives just stay at home and they never go out. Like, you feel like you've never met their significant other.
Yeah.
Because they never involve them in anything.
Why would they not?
I don't know.
I feel like your partner's supposed to be your ride or die and your best friend.
Right.
So I want a partner that I have like the best time ever with.
Absolutely.
So my ex would come on the girl trips and I almost felt guilty, but my friends loved him.
Right.
So I'm like, you have to stop coming on our wine trips. Like, it's not fair to the other husbands.
Right.
They're going to be like, what the F is this guy doing here?
But did they have a choice? I mean, do you think, or I know it was a girl trip.
Okay. So I feel like my girlfriends like loved him, loved being around him. So they would invite him, and he, you know, he was younger, and he's like, hell yeah, I want to go. Right. So he was in.
Right. But this is a good guy.
Yeah.
Or used to be a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's still amazing. He's still awesome. But I feel like, ooh, like, is that really respectful to the other husbands?
Right. Well, they
it's
have
supposed to be a, it's here's, supposed to be a girl trip.
Here's my opinion. They have choices as well. So, you know, yeah, then because you like to really, no, but here's the thing. Because you really liked being with your partner.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe the girls are probably just going, fucking hell, Jamie, again, seriously? I'm going to speak like it is, girl. I mean, they're probably saying that, and they probably did underneath their breath to each other. But you're like, la, 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 he's coming along. And he actually said yes.
Yeah.
There's been a few times where my girlfriend has said the same thing. I'm like, you know what? You girls just go out. I'm going to stay home tonight. She's like, but why? And I go, it's just all your friends, honey. I've been out with them all the time. Go out and have your time. You know, not that I don't mind doing it, because I love them just as much as they love her. So I don't see anything wrong.
So one of my friends would literally laugh and be like, is Taylor coming? Oops, sorry. Sorry, Taylor. And then I would say, no, Taylor's not coming.
Right.
Like, this is a girl trip.
And she's disappointed?
Like, yeah. She's like, but he's one of the girls. I'm like, he's not one of the girls. Like, what about me and what I want?
They're going to declutter you, Jamie.
Yeah,
they're going to take Taylor and
they're
going to
take Taylor instead of me.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen that in a relationship where you have to pick and choose who you're going to end up with? You know, it's like, you better choose him or her.
It's a real thing, though.
It is a real thing.
How do you pick?
We're going to have an episode on that, by the way.
That's a great episode.
It's a great episode. Yeah. And we'll get into it later because I just don't like picking, but we'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move on with this thing. So the next point is, like, there isn't a healthy balance. And by healthy balance, you know, you feel like you're the one always reaching out, putting in all the work, trying to make plans, calling them all the time, and they never reciprocate.
So are you saying, what do you do with the friends that there's not a healthy balance?
Well, in this case, though, that I feel like is unhealthy balance, because if you're putting in all the effort, like you're saying about your friend that's married during COVID time, declutter them.
I say get rid of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so hard though, right?
No, it's
not. You don't
think
so?
I feel like it's so simplistic, and the sooner we learn to move on, the happier we're going to be.
See, I think I'm doing this episode for myself, but not, and once again, like, I don't have many best friends. I just have a plethora of friends.
Yeah.
So decluttering for me is pretty easy actually, because I feel like I just have a bunch of friends that I can call upon anytime. By the way, all my friends out there listening to this, I love you all. Don't declutter me. I love you all. She's laughing right now, but it's true though.
But maybe it's just a season and they come back.
Right.
Because we all change and evolve over time. Like, hopefully we're evolving and becoming better human beings as time goes on.
Right. And sometimes our friends don't catch up. And when they do catch up,
I've had
some friends who are like, wow. And you know, if you've ever had that friend, you go, oh my God, wow. Like, I feel like you've grown so much, and it's like you've changed so much. And there was a time where you're such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And you can actually voice that to them, and they kind of laugh. They go, well, I've changed. I've done this now. But they respect that, because once again, it's a friend.
I have a friend that drinks like a fucking sailor.
Okay.
Like, this girl drinks literally nonstop. I don't know how she's still alive.
Okay.
But I love her so much, and she's one of my best friends. I don't drink, and sometimes I'm like, oh, this is not aligning with me. It's it takes so much energy from
me. It sucks the life out of you. But when you go into it as well, you know that.
I know. And right she's always been like that since we were kids. So, well, not kids. She wasn't drinking when we were kids. But since I was like 22, 23, like nothing's changed.
And she's still a friend now.
She's still the same person that she was. Not. I don't want to say she's the same person. She still has the same drinking habits she had when she was 22. So I'm constantly looking at myself like, maybe I'm the one that's like changed and now... Right. But it's just not okay.
But there's nothing wrong with that. So if I may ask, just like my friend that who's in Sacramento, why haven't you let her go?
Because I love her to death.
She's like a little sister to you.
But now I don't want to, like, there's certain trips that I don't want to go because I don't want to deal with it.
So that she's going to be a part of as well.
Like if I have a trip and she's like, hey, I want to come. I'm like, I don't know if I really want you to come because... Right. You know, what if you get drunk and say things that you shouldn't say?
Then you're going to be looking over your shoulder, babysitting, and now you're like out of work, whatever, or doing what you're doing. And now you're like, okay, why am I taking care of another child?
Right.
Bottom line.
So it's just emotionally draining.
She's your little sister. See, just like my friend in Sacramento. That's all I'm getting at. So you do have one.
So I do have
one. Yes. We all have one of those. Damn. No, we all have one. And that's why I wanted to get out of you, because we all have someone like that, even though you don't recognize it. It's like there's someone in our lives that you just can't declutter because you feel so much for this person, or we would have let them go a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Ooh, so what do we do?
All right, so we'll continue. That's what we do. And we'll hopefully come back around to it. So the other one now is like, they aren't honest with you. That's another thing too, guys. Like, trust is huge in any relationship. If you cannot trust your friends, then who can you trust? A good friends will always make you feel safe, and they can share and make you feel like you can share anything with them. And so one of the things off of this one, Jamie, that I'm going to let you know is like my bestie and even my girlfriend, who is my bestie, we have this thing where we say, and this is something I'm going to make you think about right now. So this is the question, guys. And everyone think about this. If you had to bury somebody and say, these are where the dead bodies are, do you think that, which friend would you trust with that?
Oh, I have one for sure.
See, we all should have a friend like that. Yep. Where they would ask no questions.
No questions.
They would do it. They would do whatever you want and be like, they know where all the dead bodies are, and they would never tell us all. That's
she
a huge
is
thing.
Is like my ride or die. And I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I might actually have two.
Okay. And that's good. That's more than me.
Because I've done
some jealous.
Things for her. Mm-hmm. And not that I feel like she owes me, because I genuinely love her with all my heart. But we've been through some shit.
Okay.
So I know if I called that girl.
She's got your back.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the time, no matter what. Okay.
Well, not all the time, but I feel like, not like I put in work.
Of course.
That she owes me, but she knows that I'm like a good friend. So if I was like, hey, I'm serious, I know she would be there.
She's got your back.
Yeah,
like she's a vault for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a rare thing too. And we know those friends, and you know this for sure, that friend that you told them, they would turn around and be like, yeah, I got this. And next thing you know, like 50 friends know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, what
oh my
the
gosh.
Hell?
Yeah. And then it's an accident, or I was kidding.
I was drunk. It's
really?
Seriously?
Like,
it's like you only had like one sip of wine.
So
you're
maybe
sharing.
All of our friends technically serve a purpose.
They do. And that's a good point, because all like every friend, I feel like, once again, for myself, like I have a friend that I can go to the movies with. I have a friend that I can play sports with or tennis with. I have a friend that I like to go out with and go dancing with, you know? So these are categories. We all have categories.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know? But all these friends that I have categories for, I know that they're solid people as well. You know, they're not whiners. They're not complaining. Hey, why don't you call me? Like, we didn't go to the movies today. I'm like, we went yesterday, dude.
Do you feel like you have the one, like, ride or die?
That's my bestie. Yeah, yeah. She's my ride or die. And I actually have... It's funny, it's funny that she's a girl, but my other ride or dies are two guys in Texas as well.
Okay,
they're my ride
so
or
you
dies.
Have three.
I got three.
Yeah.
And then my friend that actually said, "Don't call me, you know, until you're ready to go out." He's a ride or die friend.
He
too.
Sounds like an awesome friend.
Yeah,
I like him.
He's a super ride. But all my friends like that, I expect them to tell it like it is, you know, because I can get on my high horse and pedestal sometimes.
Yep.
And I'm like, look at me, I'm on top of the world, guys. So like, Chris, get the fuck off the top of the world.
I love our friends that call us on our shit.
Don't you?
Yes.
Especially,
those are good friends, guys. Those are the ones you want to like keep around, not ones that are like constantly feeding our ego and telling us how amazing we are.
Right.
We're not going to grow with that.
And don't even have an opinion of their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Declutter.
Yeah. Declutter. clutter.
Yeah, okay. Sweep them under the rug to clutter, or just kind of kick them out in the trash to clutter?
Get them out in the trash, recycle.
All right, another one, guys, is like they don't support you. I think we touched upon this before. You know, it's important to surround yourself with people who will support you in the good times and the bad. You know, when I'm on my high rolling, like it'd be like for you being in Vegas, let's say I'm going to use this just as a little bit of a metaphor. You know, you're at the table, you're making a shitload of money, you're a high roller, you're pushing it, right? But then once that money's gone, hey, where'd that person go? Where'd my friends go? They all left.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the sad part about the party scene for some of us. You know, like me being in Los Angeles, you know, I've seen a lot of friends who are actually good friends of mine, and I would be there for them all the time. But the thing is, like, you see these friends where they're just the party friends, and when the going gets bad, they're nowhere to be found.
We call those friends, it's like when the party bus breaks down,
okay,
who's going to get behind it and push?
And
who calls the Uber?
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, so we want the ones that are pushing.
Right. Those are keepers, by the way.
Yes, I agree.
And some people, you know, it's really funny that they might not even, this is what I love about this, is that, you know, we all have those friends where the least expected person that you would ever think to do that steps up and is there for you right away. And out of the blue, amongst a sea of friends, you're like, where'd you come from?
It's like the aha moment.
Right.
I love that.
And they become a good friend for life. You know those friends you go, how did we become friends?
Yeah.
Those are those type of friends.
I love
like
those like connections.
They're sleeper friends.
Right. Like you've been around them for a few years and they're like an acquaintance, whatever. And then that thing happens and the light bulb goes off and you're like,
And they're still there. After all those other friends have cycled out, they're still kind of coming to the cream of the top.
Yep.
That's amazing. I love that type of friend too. All right, so another friend, it's like the friends that are too needy. And you know what I'm talking about, guys. They constantly need attention. Mm. They ask you favors. They ask too much of your time. You know, and there's always just these things where, you know, they don't know about boundaries and they don't read the cues, quite frankly. You know, it's like that friend that comes over just out of the blue and just like, hey, you're going to hang out, and just stays. And stays and stays and stays.
And you're like, hello, I have to get up in the morning.
Right. Or just like, hi, I'm having dinner with my significant other. Or, hey, we're about to go fuck. What the hell? Get the hell out of here. Those friends don't pick up shit. You know what I mean?
And what do you say? Do you speak up?
I don't. And I want to. It's not my personality, though, but I should. You laugh, but it's true, though. Do you?
Sometimes. I'm like 50-50. Okay. So it took me a long time to learn to say no.
Okay.
Or, hey, guys, the time's up.
Yeah, that's me.
So, right. But I, like, my family was the worst. So holidays, I'm like, you guys, it's not a fucking free-for-all.
Okay.
Like, I have to get up in the morning. Yeah. Like, chop, chop, see, you're not hanging out until,
I have no
like,
problem kicking
midnight.
Family out. I'll tell them off, like, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And even people know, I'm like, damn. I'm like, well, they know, I mean, I'm being serious, but I'm also joking.
Right, they're not going anywhere.
Right,
but our
right.
friends, like, but I feel like they should respect our boundaries, and sometimes they should know. Like,
but
come
some
on,
people
you gotta
don't,
know
though.
Better.
But that's what I mean. These are one of those, like, sweep them under the rug to clutter people. They just don't know sometimes. And it's like, are you clueless, or are you just not picking up the cues?
So this is a thing, too, that I feel like I learned, because when I was younger, you kind of expect people to know. Like we said, like, I don't want to have to tell you, you should know.
Right.
So we can't really be mad at someone until we've kind of called them on their shit and been like, hey, it's time to go.
Like, that's true.
I'm usually in bed by 10 o'clock.
And it could be
and
their personality.
If they continue
well.
To do it, it's like, they're not really respecting the boundaries that we've set. So
especially
maybe
if it's
that
happened
point,
a few times, right?
Then it's time to declutter.
Yeah, good point.
But
that's
we
got
to like kind of call them out and give them an opportunity to show up and be better.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll keep that friend for a while.
All right.
Okay. That friend's not decluttered for a while. So I'll keep him for a while, but I'm going to put the sock on the door.
I'm not saying it's not hard. It's definitely hard.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard. So, all right. Here's another thing too. They don't value your opinions. No matter what you have to say, they're always right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Mr. and Mrs. Know-it-all. And you're just like, can you just let me like tell you something and not you chime in and think that your like say is better than mine? I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
But that's hard. See, that's a tough one too.
So the people like that, like I actually have a friend that wanted to like chime in about my firearms, and I'm looking at her thinking, bitch, you've never freaking shot a gun in your life. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's so frustrating, but it's like, sometimes I feel like we can't be rational with an irrational person. So
that's
at that
true.
Point, it's not even worth the argument.
Yeah,
you gotta
that's
let
true.
It go.
Especially
you
if they haven't had the experience of doing something.
Yeah.
That's I never ever speak out of term of doing something where and just to make a point, like, you know what, this is the reason why. It's like, until you do it, have an opinion after you do it.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
or it's I lost my train of thought, but
it's okay. Anyway. Firearms, friend, declutter her. See, that's a declutter mode. Just get rid of her.
Just declutter her. Just get rid of her.
Okay, so the next one is like they hold grudges. Mm. Now, I feel women do this more than guys. I mean, guys do it different because we just beat the shit out of each other. Girls hold on to grudges and will not let it go.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't like it. Don't make me pay.
Yeah.
Or if another friend did something to you, don't treat me that way. I'm not going to pay for what they did.
Oh,
it's
that's
so
true
annoying.
Too. Especially so if they feel like you two are in cahoots or something. And you had nothing to do with it.
And I don't like picking sides. Like, don't make me pick sides. Like, I see, I don't like it. Yeah. Like, holding grudges, that's...
Yeah, and that goes back to the whole dating thing again, too. Or more like, you know, who are you going to choose? Or me, I'm like, going, you know what? I don't choose because I like you both. And don't put me in the middle. And by the way, this is when I do speak up. I can't speak up by kicking a friend out of the house, but I want to get some. But I will let someone know that, you know what? It's like, don't make me choose friends because I don't do that. I don't want you to sway me anyway. It's like we're not in a courtroom. Yeah. I'm not the jury here. It's like I have my own opinions. And
this is going to be a great topic, and mm-hmm. I have so many questions to ask you because I feel like I might be the opposite of you when it comes to that.
Ooh, interesting.
So this is going to be really good.
Okay, all right. So that might be our next one right away.
So I feel like guys mm-hmm. don't really hold grudges,
right.
But I feel like they give like little jabs. Like, stop joking about it. It's not funny. It happened 10 years ago.
But are we saying that they do that to girls? Like, you know, but guys to guy?
I feel like guy to guy.
Okay, so
I've witnessed it and it's freaking annoying.
And that's probably true. But what I've experienced that when guys get pissed off at each other, we just fucking fight. I mean, it's serious. Like, I mean, one of my best friends, because I told him because he was breaking up with a girlfriend, and I said, dude, and I tried to help him get back with her. And he looked at me and goes, don't tell me what to do. And I go, I'm not telling you, I'm telling you what she said she wants you to do. And he didn't get it. So my friend, who was also the third party, was like, are you guys about to fight right now? And he was bowing up on me like he was about to kick my ass. And I go, dude, you better back off because I'm just trying to help. And he got pissed off. And we were literally about to go to blows.
Are you still friends?
He passed away. God
oh,
bless
shit.
His soul.
I'm
but,
sorry.
You know, but we did get over. I mean, we got over it after days. One thing about guys, we get over it.
Yeah.
We never held the grudge. We never held on to it.
Good.
Yeah. But once again, for any friends, there's guys that do hold on the crap, you know?
Yeah.
And they hold on. But women do it a
girls,
lot, for sure.
I feel like are probably a little more guilty of that.
Yeah, right. I'd say I'm going to have to say that as well. Yeah. You know, I love my girls, but I know that they do hold on to shit and they do not let it go. All right. So the next one, guys, it's called they don't have your best interests at heart. You know, friendships thrive on trust, support, and being genuinely happy for one another. And nothing worse than a friend that's just sits there and is never happy for you. Like for Jamie, like for you going, oh my God, I got a new job. Oh, that's great. Like, wow. Yay.
It's more so like with my travel. Like, oh, why aren't you taking me? Who are you going with? And so I'm man.
There's a lot of people that get jealous on a lot of different things. And it's like, why can't you just be happy for me?
Yeah.
Because your happiness will project on them.
I agree.
Right.
And to be honest, I do have like a lot of amazing girlfriends.
I'm sure you do.
That definitely...
Ride or die.
See? Oh, yeah, that have my back.
See, now you have more than two now. See, it's all, this is a good one. This is all comes
but
out.
But I feel like, so the way that I kind of interpret not having our best interests at heart is like they kind of just let you mosey through life mm-hmm. instead of like calling us on our shit. I feel like that's a really good friend. Like someone that calls us to be better than what we already are instead of, you know what I mean? Just kind of telling us what we want to hear. Like, those are the type of friends that I don't want to say I have a problem with, but I just need, like, maybe stronger personalities. Okay.
But don't you think that these are the type of friends that we are working towards to end our lives with, you know? And that's why we're talking about today, because at a younger age, we don't know any better. You know, like our friends
that are...
We take
what we can get.
Right. You know that thing where like our parents go, oh my God, that's the bad friend. Like my daughter, for instance, I know for a fact that she had a friend where I was like, oh, that friend's not very good for her. Because, you know, you could just tell. It was just like, this is going to go south somewhere down the road. But they were good friends and I loved this girl for that reason and da-da-da. But, you know, like our parents always knew that friends is like the bad, like the Eddie Haskell. You know, Leave the Beaver, like he's the Eddie Haskell. He's the troublemaker. He's the problem. But, you know, at the same time, but that one person gravitated to that. I had a friend like that. I had a bunch of friends like that. But the last friend that I had, that I think I talked about you earlier off recording, is that this one friend of mine, met him when I moved to LA, and people were like going, oh my God, do you know such and such? I go, no, I've never met him. And so that night when I was out, you know, finding my way in LA, finally I felt like I was in the perfect scene that I wanted to be in. I finally met that friend that everybody was saying. And when we met, Jamie, we were inseparable. Like that first night, we were together for almost like 3 weeks straight and beyond, where it was like we did everything together and we were just like the Bopsy twins. Now, fast forward to like, you know.
But your other friends knew that you guys were going to connect.
Right. And we, trust us, we hung out with everyone, but they just knew at this point, oh God, there's such and such and such and such. But as the time went on, you know, there's a moment in time where things just kind of, you know, like I said, I was just about to get married, things changed. And now looking back, I text this friend, I call this friend, but I cannot go out with this friend. Because if I go out with this friend, I feel like I'm going to backtrack about 15 years of my life. And when we're together, I just know that we want to spend that time where, you know, you want to stay in that past time together.
Yeah.
And we all have friends like that as well. Like, they'll remember when, and you just don't want to get out of that cycle.
Yeah.
And that's my fear with that friend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
What kind of space is he in? Is he in a relationship, single?
No, he's in a relationship now.
Okay.
But for us, he's in a decluttered space for me. But I'm hoping that one day he'll come back around in my life, you know, because I do love the guy a lot, but I just feel like I can't be around him.
What is it about him, though?
You know, it's because I think because we were in a phase in our life, you know, it was a lot of partying, a lot of fun, a lot of this, and everybody wants that in their life. I don't care if I'm 90 years old, you know, there's any point in your life where you just want to have fun. But you can't call him because I feel like I'm going to go down a rabbit hole with this guy
He has outgrown that.
Maybe, but... Do I really want to test that out?
I don't know.
Right now?
Maybe.
You know, like...
I want you to.
Well, fine, then I'll call you and go out with us.
I feel like you should, and then come back and talk about it.
No, you're going to be with us, honey. Trust
and
me.
And let me know how that
goes. If I'm going to the rabbit hole, you're going with me. That's for sure. All right, guys. So then the last thing we're going to discuss today, Jamie, it's that thing where, you know, we're going to talk about you need to learn to tell your friends that they just don't have a place in your life. I know it's hard to communicate that to people sometimes, but... We got to man up and ball it up sometimes because I feel like some people just, you just can't like ghost them. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. Okay. I would probably.
Ghost them?
Maybe. But I mean, like, some people really do deserve the conversation.
Right. But so, these are people that you trust and know. And if you grow apart from them, everyone wants a reason, you know, like those friends that we've talked about, you haven't seen in years.
Right.
How come we don't hang out anymore? How come we haven't, you know, we should do this more often. That's the main thing that we say with friends we haven't seen in a while.
I feel like the ones that I want to do it more often mm-hmm. with, then I put in the effort.
Okay. But you'll also let them know that as well though, right? Like, gosh, I wish we need to do this more often. You physically,
yes,
verbally
which
speak
I,
that to
I
them.
Did speak that to one of my friends and she's like, I just can't make plans. I don't know okay. where I'm going to be at.
It's honest. Yeah. She's honest. And so, now you know where you stand.
And then it still like hurt my feelings. Because I feel like...
She decluttered you, didn't she? That's she our new term. Did. I'm going to be walking around telling this people. Dude,
I think I just got decluttered. Fuck.
Well, at least you found out now. I was decluttered about 30 minutes ago in this whole episode.
I just feel like if I was important to you, then mm-hmm. you would make more of an effort and be like, okay, this isn't going to work, but right. how about we plan for this?
Right.
Or why don't you come over here and hang out and we can do X, Y, and Z. But there wasn't even like another option.
Okay. She just said, I can't.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know if it's going to work. Let me know. And I'm thinking, bitch, my schedule's so fucking crazy. Like, there's no way I'm literally trying to block out like 4 or 5 days.
Right.
Like, give me a day. Like, make a commitment.
Yeah, that's true.
She wouldn't or couldn't.
See, and some people are a little hardcore like that too, you know, like where they literally cut you out. But I realize that now I was decluttered. When they're that hardcore, they're decluttering you.
Ooh,
you just got swept under the rug.
But she's quick to call me when she needs something.
Oh, that same friend?
That same fucking
friend.
Oh, okay,
that's different then.
Yeah.
See, now you need to reverse the role.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I was
like,
gonna say,
something
I was,
business-wise, right. She's like, hey, what do you think about X, Y, and Z? Or, hey, where did you get this?
Okay.
Oh, I need to do this.
I did not know that. See, I was about to say, she just gave you another plane ticket to get the hell out of her life. All right.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know, okay, so here we go, guys. We're going to round this off. But remember, friends come and go in our lives. We all have friends that we share a special relationship in our lives. And the best ones are the ones that you never miss a beat with when you finally do get together and see them. We all have those friends. You know, like you see them after a while, like we discussed. Could be childhood friends, could be friends. But they're always in your life. You never miss a beat with them. Some are lucky to have friends since the day that they were born through the rest of their lives. I don't feel like I have a friend that young in my life. I have a few, but you know, we just talk here and there, but I guess they would be that friend.
I have one and actually she just texts me and I haven't talked to her in like 2 years.
Oh,
I love
God.
You, Lamika.
Mwah. Aw, see, there's a shout out, girl.
So, yeah,
she's
I do
shooting
have
the
one.
Episode on this and she was thinking
yes,
about you. You put
I
it out
was.
In the ethos.
I feel like that's why she messaged me. It's so crazy.
That's pretty cool. You're gonna have to let her know what's going on then.
Yeah.
So all right, guys, so we're gonna finish this off. It's never easy to let go of a friend. It's an emotional hard decision to make, and you think about it for a long time, but you know, you just find time. If it's not that right fit for you, friendship wise or whatever, we're all getting older here. Let's just be honest, right? I mean, it's like, you don't want to waste time with people that are going to waste your time in your lives.
I agree. You know, I feel like we need to look for those people that are contributing and
right.
not taking.
Yes, right. And they need to build you up. They need to support you. They need to basically understand that, look, your life is super busy. If they're going to be a friend, maybe you should lead with that.
Like team players. Know?
Right.
We need team players.
Say, look, you know, my life's pretty busy. Like you would do a dating. Like if you were dating, why can you tell a guy you're dating, look, I'm not available all the time. My life's busy, but I would like to see you when we can. And he's going to say, well, sure, whenever you got the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I have two girlfriends that know that I'm busy, mm-hmm. so they plan the trips.
That's
so they're
amazing.
Like,
those are good friends.
This is where we're going. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just book it and tell me when to show up. So we're going to Hawaii next week.
That's awesome. So that's my girlfriend's friend. She has college friends that she's been ride or die college friends like that, where they all, once a year, they all get together.
I love that.
And they pick different parts to go, like different parts of the world to go to, which makes it
even more
amazing.
How many of them are there?
I think there's, well, with her, I think there's four total, including her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's lucky.
Yeah. I don't have that shit. Fun. I'm jealous.
You could be a tailor and tag along.
I need to rethink my life, Jamie. This is my life. I'm down right now.
Just be
this
a tailor
sucked.
And go.
I think I'm decluttering my own self out of my life. I'm an asshole.
Oh,
I suck.
My God.
All right, guys, so that's another episode. So now it's time for the question of the episode. All right,
ooh,
Jamie, I'm going to have you
read this one. Yeah.
You go ahead.
There's a few good ones, but I'm going to kind of go with this one. So it says, hi, Jamie and Christopher. I love the show. Here's my question. I just recently started dating someone that has two children. Ooh. My initial boundary was not to date any men with children. However, I really do like this guy. What do I do?
All right. That's a good question. Ooh, I get to finally answer a question first this time. I think, okay, so here's what I think.
Okay.
So if this person really likes this person, then nothing else matters. Now, first of all, you have to think about, why are you saying you're not going to date anyone with kids anymore? Because I know maybe you're in that part, that person's probably in that part of their life right now where they might not want to have or deal with kids anymore. Or they just are not really maybe kid friendly, but I feel that if you really like someone, you'll make the effort to be with that person no matter what. And I feel like him having kids, if he involves the kids in your lives together, eventually you might come to enjoy those kids anyways. So I'm speaking from experience, my girlfriend, I have two kids and she is now a part of our relationship.
Did she have kids though?
She did not.
Okay. So sometimes I feel like a kids can be like an asset to the relationship.
Correct.
Because there's so many fun things that equate with that.
Right.
And you can also learn to love your partner in other ways that you couldn't necessarily witness.
Right.
But I feel like maybe it's like past trauma. Like it didn't work out too well for her. So I would think that she needs to ask herself the question, why?
Right.
Like, why is she feeling that way? What difference does it make if he has kids or he doesn't have kids? So that's something that she needs to maybe look within herself and ask herself.
And you're bringing a very good point now to answering this a little bit better now. So what if it depends on age, how old she is, how old his children are. Maybe she's just in a point in her life where, kids are not a part of the equation who she wants to be with. Maybe this person wants to travel more. Maybe she wants one-on-one time more. That's a different story. So this person, you need to make your decision now on what's most important to you. If you feel like this guy's worth it, then yes, pursue it. But if you feel like your criteria are not that, then I'd say don't.
Yeah, sometimes the best things come when we don't have all the boxes checked.
That's true. That is true,
so,
too.
I say,
leave your options open,
yes,
for sure.
I say give it a go, and if it doesn't
agreed.
Work out, then change direction.
Right, exactly. So what Jamie just said, it's like if you feel like, I just can't, and you feel like it's like this nagging thing and behind you, like he's got kids and the time spent with the kids is taking time away from me, or we can't go here or there because the kids are not, he's not able to. Those are big things. And like I said, as we get older, this is why now I realize why when you get on an airplane with young children, when you have one, why people are curmudgeon, all the old people, they're so curmudgeon.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
I have, but I had kids, so I sympathize.
And that's why. And
yeah.
So I realize until you have a child, you realize, wow, why are these fuckers so mean to me.
You can tell the ones that don't
yes,
have
kids.
Yes, you
can. Yeah.
So it's right. like the patience is, yeah.
Right. Or they've had kids and they're out of the house. And why are they going to be dealing with any more kids now? Yeah. That's the other thing too.
Yeah.
All right. That's the best we can do on that one. But I feel like, once again, Jamie was right. I think just keep your options open. Continue to see the guy. And like I said, if you feel like it's just not exactly what you're looking for, then...
Yeah, be open. See how it evolves, but don't write it off right away, especially if you think that he's a good guy and you're having fun.
And that's the thing too. You might actually be missing out on someone that actually might be the one.
Yeah.
In theory. So
I like it.
All right. All right, guys, that's another episode. All right, Jamie, my dear, do you have anything to plug? Please let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I just started working with a Microtech, so I'm really excited about that. So I'm gonna be probably bringing like a new little blade.
Oh, I
time.
Like that. Yeah. All right. So we're going to have to talk about this. And we're going to be doing more pod videos, vodcasts as well. You and I, for sure.
I know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we're going to talk. So we have a lot of things, guys, in the future that we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about things like what we're wearing, I think, would be great as well.
I do too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I show up looking like a bum. So I want you guys to know.
See, she used the worst word. I mean, I was going to say vagabond. I mean, I think that's a more classy word. I'm a vagabond.
Sometimes I show up and I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, what are you wearing? And then today, like, we both showed up and I'm like, hey, we must be totally vibing. We're both in like holy jeans.
That's right.
And like t-shirts.
But we still look hot. Yeah. Who cares? I mean, we can like, we're a freaking garbage bag. We're still going to be hot, right?
I love it.
I'm happy to have someone just as hot as me, people. This is great.
And we're barefoot today.
Yeah. All right. Well, give them your Instagram and all that stuff, please.
Jamie_Villamore. And yeah, come see me. Say hi.
All right. She's got great stuff, guys. And once again, you guys, please keep DM me on social media with questions, whatever you need. You can reach me at Christopher@dating-intelligence.com or look for me on any of my social media pages as well.
Which are
Instagram, Facebook.
Yes.
I don't really use Twitter much, but Twitter. Tweet me. Tweet my ass, all right?
I like it.
All right, guys, that's another show, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.